Welcome to part two of Claiming Indigenous Identity. In this episode, three CYC students continue to grapple with the complexity of embracing and claiming Indigenous identity.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. I am a fourth year student at McEwen University in the Child and Youth Care Program. I am 23 years old, and I am from Athabasca, Alberta. I found out I was Métis when I brought my textbook home in the 7th grade social studies class, and I opened it. We were talking about a man named Louis Riel, and my mom actually pointed out that I was related to this man, and that was when I found out that I was Métis. I honestly forgot about it until I came back to school, and Deidre had brought up that her grandpa was friends with Louis Riel. And when she said that, I actually remembered, like, it clicked. I was like, I'm actually related to this man. And I actually forgot for a really long time, because when I brought it up to my grade 7 teacher, she kind of, like, when I told her about it, she shut it down completely. She's like, no, you're not. That's not right. Like, you're wrong. Yeah, and when she shut me down completely, that was my identity. Like, I thought that at that point I was able to identify or have an idea of how to identify myself at that point. And when she shut that down, like, I thought to myself, wow, like, I'm actually not Métis. Like, I'm not related to this guy. Like, you're right. I'm wrong. And at that age, like, I was only 12 years old, so I was believing any adults that told me right from wrong, I guess.
So for me personally, I have kind of never really identified with my Indigenous heritage, simply because growing up, I grew up in St. Albert, and well, half St. Albert, half Sturgeon County, because my parents were divorced. But being in those, like, communities, I don't know, like, my family never really practiced any Indigenous cultural things, like going to powwows, going to, you know, visiting reserves, like anything like that. Like, I don't have any family in those places, so it was just kind of this thing that, like, existed in my life. Like, I kind of always knew that, I guess a part of me, like I was Métis, obviously, but, like, I never really took that in personally, just because it wasn't ever really brought to my attention that that was important, I guess. Like, I was just living my life, my family were just growing up normal. So yeah, like, coming into my adult life, I still just don't really do anything that really that I identify with as being Indigenous practice, because it's just never really been a part of my life. And I do have, like, Indigenous features, and people, you know, they do kind of make assumptions about, like, where I'm from, or, like, things that I do or whatever, and I'm like, dude, like, I'm from St. Albert. I don't know, like, those things were never, like, I don't know, it's hard, it's really frustrating, actually, kind of sometimes, because I'm like, I don't know the answer to give you, because I'm not who you think I am, I guess. And sometimes I do feel kind of bad about it, because I think people are looking for, I don't really know what people are looking for when they make assumptions about, like, where I'm from or anything like that. Like, maybe they want to find support in me or something like that, but then I don't have anything to give them, and I'm just kind of like, sorry. So, but yeah, and it's not that I don't like the culture. Like, I truly love it, and I think in a lot of ways I really do feel connected to the cultural practices, like the dancing, the clothing, the everything about it. I think is really a beautiful culture, and I think, like, I do have a lot of appreciation for it, but I just don't practice it in my own life. So
when I think of the question, like, how Indigenous am I, I always think back about, like, how it was hard coming out. Well, it was easy coming out saying that I was Métis, But as soon as I did it, it was hard to, like, always tell people that I was, because the way I look, nobody would believe that I'm Métis. And there's always assumptions that maybe I'm Hispanic because I look like I'm half Hispanic, especially my mother. But after the first podcast, I showed my mother the taping, and she was so proud and she was so happy. But my father was so nervous and he was so scared, because now, like, the cat's out of the bag that I am Métis, and, like, all that fear, all that, I guess, stereotypes and, like, bias poured onto me. And he was, like, super nervous for me to, like, come out there and say it, because it was just so not talked about at all towards my family. And when I go around, like, I feel welcomed, especially at ceremonies, but I always feel like I am not that Indigenous to be standing in the front row, that I should be standing in the back, watching and, like, appreciating it, but I'm only Métis, I'm not full Aboriginal, I'm not full, like, Cree, so I shouldn't belong in the front row, or I shouldn't be involved in all of the ceremonies or activities that they have, because it's not who I am fully, because I am half Métis and I'm half German and Russian. So it's hard for me to take, I want to embrace every part of me, but it's hard to, like, find my spot in a ceremony and then also feel welcomed in myself, because everyone there is very welcoming, but for myself to feel welcome and feel like it's okay for me to, like, embrace it and learn more about it.
Answering the question of how Indigenous am I is kind of a tough question to answer, I would say, because when I was in high school, I didn't identify myself as Indigenous at all. One experience I had with one of my classmates, I guess, we were talking about, like, I can't remember what we were talking about, but, like, because of our race and, like, what we were good at, I said, I'm Indigenous. He's like, oh, well, you're probably good at drinking. Your family's probably really good at drinking. Yeah, and I was so taken back by that. I couldn't believe it. I was like, and at that time, like, I didn't really know, like, the stereotypes of Indigenous people. And that was, like, that kind of, that surprised me. I wasn't expecting him to say that at all. So from there on, like, that was probably about grade 10, I didn't identify as Indigenous at all. Like, if somebody asked me, I probably would say it, but I'd be like, I'm just Métis, like, I'm just Métis, like, I'm not, like, treaty or anything, because that, at least, like, I'm, I guess, this is so bad, but, like, I guess, like, I'm still, like, white, and I can still, like, not identify as Métis if I don't want to, I felt like, which is still wrong, which is so wrong. But I would say now, as in my adult life, I do identify myself as Indigenous, definitely. I think, like, going to school has definitely helped me find my identity a lot more, and especially with my placement, because I do work with a lot of Indigenous youth, and they inspire me every day. Like, when I go into those visits, like, I'm really, really excited to see the youth that I work with and hear what they have to say. And I also feel guilty too, because when I do identify myself as Indigenous with my coworkers, they turn to me and ask, like, well, what kind of supports do you think we can help this kid, and what kind of supports do you think we can help that kid? And I don't know, when I'm in, especially in Edmonton, like, I don't know where to turn to, and it does make me feel really guilty, because I feel like I'm not actually Indigenous, I guess, or because I don't follow these practices, maybe it's taken away from me.
For myself, I think kind of moving forward in my life is just, I'm very open to learning more about Indigenous culture and, you know, different practices and things like that. Not necessarily saying that I would use that in my own life, but just kind of having enough knowledge about it that I can kind of relate with other, either, like, the Indigenous kids I work with or their families and things like that. Like, just kind of having acknowledgement of how special the culture is, I think will bring me a lot of, it'll kind of make working with Indigenous children and families in the future.
For myself, I hope that I keep growing more knowledge and more experience with working with Indigenous youth and families. I do hope that I would become more confident and feel more comfortable attending ceremonies or going to speakers or listening to more elders, because it is part of me and I would love to feel more comfortable with that.
I think that I would have to agree with my friend here. I would like to have more knowledge about my own identity and how to move forward with that, especially working with Indigenous youth. I would like to be able to connect with them more in a way where I can connect them with resources and their own knowledge, because I think that they're also growing and they're also trying to figure out their identity and they don't have all the support that I would, I guess. So I would like to be able to help them move forward as well. I would like people to see me as an Indigenous person and not see me as, like I said previously, that person that is probably good at drinking and my family probably drinks a lot, because we're so much more than that. And I would like more people to be able to understand that.